Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. Glad to have you with us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Good to have you back again.
Yeah, thank you. It was good to be back or away last week for just 1 week. But we'd like to wish everybody, all the dads out there, Father's Day. Happy Father's Day tomorrow. Right?
Yes, to everybody, yeah.
Happy Father's Day, Randy.
Yeah, thank you. You too, Tony.
Yeah, but happy Father's Day to all the dads out there from the SCORE chapter, Fox City SCORE chapter. It's fun being a dad, and unfortunately it might be raining a little bit tomorrow, but take advantage of the weather today.
Absolutely. Now, parade and everything else today, so yeah, a lot of activities going on.
2 o'clock. So. We have a great show for you today. If you listen in and want to call in with some questions, our guest is Dale Vervoort. He owns Crazy Sweet, and that's down on College Avenue next to Cleo's. Just opened a little candy store down there. We're going to hear about his experiences, and I'm going to be stopping by to get some candy.
Oh, after absolutely.
Listening to the pre-show. This sounds pretty good. We'd like to tell you a little bit our SCORE chapter right now. Our SCORE chapter is located in the Fox City's Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We have about 46 mentors who offer free mentoring services to those who'd like to start a business or those who are in business. Our expertise includes areas like marketing, IT, strategic planning, banking, accounting, cash flow, HR. If you have a question about a business, contact SCORE, and you can reach us at foxcities.score.org. We also service an 8-county area. Our office is in Appleton, as I mentioned, but we also have a little chapter office in Oshkosh, and we have another chapter office down in Fond du Lac area. So folks listening in all those communities, if you have an interest in learning more about your business or how to start a business, reach out to us at foxcities.score.org.
On that same note, if you are down in the Fond du Lac area and so on and are interested in becoming a SCORE mentor, we have need of people down there. We have a number of clients, but we are especially looking for someone in the area of the accounting area. So if you are a CPA or past accountant in the Fond du Lac area, want to give back, we would love to hear from you.
And even if you own your own business and you have a lot of accounting experience and you know how to apply that information, there are always folks looking for that assistance. But in addition to the mentoring that SCORE does, we also put on some seminars throughout the year. And we've been pretty active with a program called Simple Steps. And we also have a program we're going to repeat, the healthcare seminar. Randy, tell us what's coming up on the schedule on timelines.
Okay, well, we're going to be doing the Simple Steps program first. That's coming up here in the Fox Cities. We're going to be doing it in July on the 16th. That part of the program will be held at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop downtown Appleton. It'll run from 8 a.m. until about noon, including coffee, breakfast, a lot of information on what it takes to be an entrepreneur, and lunch. The whole package is $25. The idea is to get you started and give you an idea what it's all about. We then follow that up with 4 more sessions, and those sessions are every week on Wednesday nights from 6 until 9. They're held at the SCORE office, at the Fox Cities Chambers office, which is at 125 North Superior Street in Appleton. And those dates will be on July 23rd, July 30th, August 6th, and August 13th. And again, you can go to our website, foxcities.score.org, and sign up for the first session, and then sign up for all 4 if you want to, or sign up for 1, 2, or 3, whatever particular session you want to. Each one's 25.
And the website has a good summary of what's in each session.
Correct,
each of the 5 sessions is its own summary. Just get that on the website.
Right, and it's important. We have a lot of different things that we cover in there. We, like I said, the first one is what's it all about, but then we do basics as far as types of businesses and so on. We do one session just on marketing, including things like social media, network. All of that kind of good stuff. We do one session just on the financials, which is an excellent package. And you walk out with a template on a CD of all the different financials that you might find that you're going to need. And, of course, the last session is on that interesting question, where do I find the money, where we have actually talking about the different types of financing that you can get involved in. So it's a very, very good program. And as I said, that one is going to start on July the 16th at the Copper Rock. So please take a look at that on the schedule. The next program we're going to be having is going to be the Affordable Health Care Act. Tony, you mentioned that's going to be a rerun. We did
right.
The original program on this and found very, very a large amount of enthusiasm for the program, for questions about affordable health care. We're going to be holding that on September the 17th. It'll be held out at the Bordini Center, the Venture Center out at Fox Valley Tech. It'll be from 8 a.m. until 11. It's 3 hours. And we're going to be looking at what you need to know going forward, because by September, we should have a pretty good handle on what you're going to need to know for October and November when it comes time to renew your program, to get into the situation for 2015. We have three experts on the panel that will be talking to you on that, and should be an excellent, excellent program. That's only $15, and it's out at the Bordini Center.
Yeah, one of the big features folks liked about that first one we did, Linda Hines is our keynote from Ellsworth, Wisconsin. She's very knowledgeable, nationally recognized expert on the topics. But the theme of the seminar was how to apply this law to your
yes.
situation. It's yeah. not just we're not just out there to distribute information. A lot of people can do that, but we're helping people try to understand how do you apply this.
Right.
And John and Linda and right. Kurt all do a really good job of helping that.
Right. As you said, Linda is an expert working primarily with commercial business agents and so on
and
in compliance
owners.
And business owners.
And business owners,
right.
Too.
And then we have John Ulnus, who works primarily with individual on their healthcare questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said mentioned Kurt Haling. Kurt
right.
is from Albertson Haling, CPA firm, and takes a look at it from that direction as to how to plan your costs, expenses,
right.
and what's involved. So super program. Again, that one is on the website right now. So just go out to foxcities.score.org. And last, real quick, just a heads up of things coming up in the future. We have promised to do the Simple Steps program down in the Fond du Lac area.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you down there, we will be coming. We'll be doing that program in September. Right now, the tentative date is set for September the 17th. That'll be in the evening on September the 17th.
You're
so
going to have a busy day.
I'm going to be busy, just running and talking and doing my thing. But we'll be doing that 5 weeks in a row. So that'll be the September 17th and 24th, and then October 1st, 8th, and
right.
15th.
Yep.
They'll be down in the Fond du Lac area. We have not yet nailed down the site, but please keep an eye on our website, and we will have all the details for you there.
And you can listen in to BizTalk, because we'll be keeping you informed about those seminars as well. Well, thanks, Randy. There's a lot of stuff going on, and we want to make it a place where business owners or those aspiring to be a business owner can come to for some help to get launched and get some air under your wings. We also want to thank the sponsors who help bring BizTalk to you each weekend. Score couldn't do this alone without these sponsors. We want to thank them. Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Haling CPAs. They have offices in Appleton and Green Bay. Epiphany Law. And a special thank you to eBiz Results, who helped to, they did build our website, biztalkwithscore.com, and they helped service the website for us. Also want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News for helping to promote our program in their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business and you're not subscribed to The Business News, you really should be. For $20 a year, there's a great deal of information that can help you grow your business. Another thing I just want to mention is biztalkwithscore.com. It's our radio show website. If you go to that website, you can listen to previous programs. We archive them. And I think we go back now over 3 years. So if you have a topic or a person you wanted to listen to and you missed the show live, you can go back to that biztalkwithscore.com, and you can listen to archived radio programs. You got a quick spam?
Yeah,
spam
I do.
Alert?
Just an alert here, because one of the things we do is we do partner with the Better Business Bureau, and real fast, this is an oldie but a goodie. A lot of the people out there are looking for working at home and that type of thing. This is the one where you get see a job offered where you can work at home or work out as a mystery shopper, this type of thing. It looks like a real website. In fact, they were using the title of this one was the Home Depot Survey.
Oh, cool.
So they're very, very strong on trying to look like a real business. The way the scam works, you're requested to send in. The manager then sends you a package which includes a check. The check,
send a check.
The check is to be cashed. You then use part of that to pay your, quote, fee, which is $300, and then the rest to go out and shop.
Don't do it.
And the balance that's left, you send back to them.
Yeah, don't do it.
So the end result is that you're out because, of course, the check is a dud.
It's a deflated basketball.
Absolutely. So you end up losing whatever you deposit.
Yep.
So never, ever, ever deposit one of those checks or look at that. If you're dealing with a legitimate business, the first thing to do is to contact that business directly at a different phone number than the one that's on the website.
That's not a legitimate business practice anyway.
No, they never recharge you.
Well, we want to thank you for joining us this morning. Stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and meet Dale Vervoort. Again, Dale is the owner of Crazy Sweet, and we're going to learn about candy this morning. So you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Now, welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. Our guest is Dale Vervoort. Dale is the owner of Crazy Sweet down on College Avenue, right next to Cleo's. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Thanks for being our guest this morning. Tell us a little bit about yourself and the store you have.
Well, Crazy Sweet was a candy store idea that we had a couple of years ago. I ended up taking a SCORE business class through Randy here. We went through the class and decided it was time and just continued to move forward and open it up about 3 weeks ago.
Good. Wow. Are you an Appletonian? Are you born and raised in Appleton?
I grew up in the Fox Valley. I'd been away for about 25 years, moved back about 3 years ago. Happy to be back home, too.
And what was the incentive to open a candy store?
Part of it was my wife, Mary, has her own business that we've been doing for about 10 years. We've been going to craft shows and selling her line of Heal My Soul skincare products. We wanted to have a place where she could sell her products. You know, Appleton has a lot of gift stores, a lot of great gift stores.
Yep.
We didn't feel that they needed another one, so we were looking at another venture. About 10, 12 years ago, I was in New York on a business trip and walked into a place called Dylan's Candy Bar, which is owned by Dylan Loren, who is Ralph Lauren's daughter. And it was just a really neat place, a lot of colors, a lot of great candy. Everybody in it was happy and fun. So, you know, something that I've had in the back of my mind for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So when the time came, to start seriously thinking about this, you know, that's kind of the direction we went. I ended up with the SCORE class first, and it was all good.
Okay. How long have you been open?
About 3 weeks. 3 weeks today, actually.
Okay. Happy anniversary.
We mentioned you're next door to Cleo's, which everybody knows, and right across from Houdini Plaza there. What is the address?
It's 201 West College Avenue.
Okay, so you're right on the south side of the avenue right there? Okay.
Right on the corner of Appleton Street and College.
Wonderful.
What is your inventory like, Dale? It's a candy store. My imagination starts running with that. What is your inventory like?
We've got about 48 to 50 different bulk candies that you can scoop your own. We've got bags and twist ties provided. Obviously, you know, you can take as little or as much as you want. We have a scale where we weigh it, and it's just priced per pound. We also have a lot of the penny candy, which obviously is no longer a penny, but a lot of different things, a lot of things from when people were younger and, you know, things that they remember from their childhood, you know, Razzles and bottle caps and T-berry gum and things like that.
Yeah.
We also have chocolates from Oaks Chocolate in Oshkosh, which is really, really fun. We're the only place in the Fox Valley to have that. We also have a lot of different gifts, and we're going to be growing that section of the business as well, including Mary's Heal My Soul products, but we'll have greeting cards and other things from local artists.
What are your hours, Dale? How long is your store open?
Right now we're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. We are going to open early next weekend, starting on Farmers Market. Saturdays we'll be open at 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then Thursday nights for the concerts at Houdini Plaza will be open until 8 p.m.
Well, great.
Busy schedule.
Yeah. We're going to take our first quick break here, and then we'll come back on the other side. We'll continue our discussion with Dale. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. Our guest is Dale Vervoort. Dale is the owner of Crazy Sweet down on College Avenue. And Dale had gone through the Simple Steps program that the SCORE chapter puts on and found that that was pretty helpful for him to be able to launch his business. Dale, share with us about how did you take that information, which you learned in the Simple Step program, and apply that to opening your business? How did that work for you?
Well, a lot of, you know, when Mary and I finally decided that we wanted to get serious about opening the store, one of the first things we did was look for a business class, something, because I don't come from a business background. I'm a graphic designer, art director by trade. Mary has an accounting background, which is great. Yep. But we kind of knew nothing really about opening up our own business. So the SCORE program really helped us think about things that we really had no idea on, doing a business plan, doing financial projections, cash flow, all that type of stuff. So, you know, and after that first initial class, you know, I knew right away that that was going to be something that was going to help us, and it didn't scare me off.
Great.
So we just kept pushing forward, and it was a great class. It was 10 really good weeks.
And you were able to put together a business plan that was helpful to you to not only chart out where your business is going, but you also went and borrowed some money.
Yeah, the business plan was really great in kind of, again, thinking about everything that, you know, that you have to do to open the business. And, you know, one of the things was obviously where the money was coming from. And we had looked at potentially getting a small business loan, and we had looked at a couple of different places for that. And I ended up talking to one of our lenders who more or less talked me out of that. We were not borrowing a huge amount of money. And, you know, thankfully, you know, he was straight and honest with me and said, mm-hmm. you know, for what we were trying to do, for the amount we were borrowing, it would be less expensive if we did a home equity line of credit. So that's mm-hmm. the way we went.
So you're one of the few people out there who actually had equity left. So.
Well, I think that's really a very positive comment by the lender, because lenders should look at the whole picture.
Exactly.
And because you got the home equity line of credit, you had a cheaper interest rate, too, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, much, much cheaper interest rate.
Longer amortization.
Yes, exactly. We've got, it's now 10 years, I believe, to, you know, to pay that back. And, you know, it should be, it was a good process for us.
Another nice feature I'll bet you have in that loan is there's no prepayment penalty on the loan.
Correct.
So if you want to pay it off early.
Right. As hopefully the business continues to grow and we make some money, we're going to be able to pay that off earlier.
Sounds okay. Good.
In addition to, and I love to have you talking about Simple Steps, because I'm very, very proud of that particular package as being the moderator on that particular program. But can you tell us a little bit about the other SCORE people that you've worked with? I know you have had other mentors that you worked with SCORE.
Yeah, Rudy, and I forget his last name.
Chikansky.
Chikansky was a mentor, and he and I had a meeting. The original business plan that I had going in was to open an ice cream shop. And he had talked to me about, you know, ice cream being kind of a seasonal thing, and what were you going to do during the winter months to, you know, to keep the business moving forward. So I kind of in the back of my head started thinking about the, you know, the Dylan's candy bar and what I had thought of there and how cool that would be to do. So I thought, well, we'll bring candy in through those winter months. And the more I thought about it and the more I found out about the, you know, the different rules and regulations that come with opening an ice cream shop, we just started leaning more towards just doing all candy, chocolate, and then the gifts as well. So.
And you said you ended up with regulatory and licensing questions. How did that go?
There were things that we didn't know. Once we talked to the health department, there were a lot of issues with ice cream, with the, you know, the sanitary, and you had to have a lot of different things and a lot of permits and rules and regulations. And there were with candy as well, but not to the same degree. You know, we have to have a three-well sink because we're serving candy, and we mm-hmm. have bins and scoops that we use. We have to have a hand-washing sink. The floors in that area had to be moppable. The walls have to be washable. So
okay.
A lot of health department things that we really didn't know until we started getting into this.
Okay. But the City of Appleton was helpful?
City of Appleton was great.
Did you work through Appleton Downtown also?
Yes. Jennifer Stefani from Appleton Downtown was wonderful. She kept pushing us, and we had several meetings with her. Trying to find the right space. One of the reasons that it took so long from the time we started thinking about this 2 years ago to the time we opened was finding the right location. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in all the research that I had done on the candy store, we had realized that foot traffic was going to be a big component of our sales. So, you know, we started thinking, well, where are the people in Appleton? Where are all the events, everything that happens? Well, it all happens downtown. So we specifically wanted to be downtown between, you know, this street and this street, mm-hmm. part of the farmer's market, all of that.
Dale, in terms of marketing your business, how do you do that? What are you finding is the most effective way to market your firm? You've only been open like 3 weeks, you said?
Yes.
So a lot of this evolves as you get going in the process. Yep. How do you market?
We right now we're doing a lot of social media. We have a Facebook page which has been outstanding. We have close to 350 likes already just in a couple of weeks.
And where do you find us? Where do we find you on that one?
It's just if you just do a search on Facebook for Crazy Sweet Appleton. You'll look for the little orange gummy bear. That's our kind of our logo.
Oh, okay. That's casual. Okay.
So that's been great. You know, we had a wedding party that came into the shop, and we took pictures of them and posted it on Facebook. A young man named Max yesterday came in and stuck an entire 4.5-inch Whirly Pop into his mouth. So, you know, things like that, you know, especially with being, you know, close to Lawrence University, you know, we're going to do a lot of social media with them. We've just got a lot of different programs that we want to work out with the hotels in the area. Mm-hmm. We're going to work on something with the Kids Museum. We're not sure what yet. Something through the Appleton YMCA where we get kids who maybe, you know, if they're involved in some kind of an activity or program where they're being active and healthy kids, they can come in and, you know, and get a little discount on the candy or something as a reward.
Okay.
Do you have any promotional events in mind? Halloween trick-or-treat, Christmas time? Do you have any specials that you're going to be coming out with?
We're definitely going to be doing something along those lines for the different holidays.
Sure.
The one thing that I'm thinking of right now is for the Christmas time frame, we are going to bring in some gingerbread houses.
Oh, that'd be cool.
So the kids can come in, they, you know, for X number of dollars, they can pick up their gingerbread house, and then they get maybe, you know, a bag full of whatever candy they want for decorating ideas. Whether or not we can have that happen in our store yet or not, we're still trying to work out with the city inspectors and things.
Mm-hmm.
But we think that would be really cool. So they could come in and, you know, decorate it any way they want and pick out their own candies.
Okay.
What are some of the biggest challenges you've overcome as you and Mary embarked on this project?
I think, you know, the first one was obviously getting the loan, getting the money. That was it wasn't a difficult process, but it was a time-consuming process.
Mm-hmm.
Once we did that and we had the loan, then it was waiting for the right location.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at a number of businesses on College Avenue. A lot of them were far bigger than we needed, space-wise. So when the space at 201 West College came open, you know, we had looked at it about a year ago and it wasn't, you know, there was no plumbing in the building. There
mm-hmm.
were things that we would have had to pay, you know, a lot more money for. That building got bought out by another person who brought in some plumbing and made it actually much more feasible for us to be in that space.
So you were able to negotiate part of the build-out costs and so on with the landlord?
With the landlord.
Oh, great.
A wonderful woman.
Yeah, way to go.
I'd like to give out the phone number quickly.
Sure.
If anyone would like to call in with a question, you can call us at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at 866-887-1150.
Okay. Now, Dale, in addition, we talked a little bit about the bulk candies that you have and so on. Could you tell us a little bit more about some of the unique products that you have, both in the gift line and in the candy line?
Well, I think from a unique standpoint, we've got a lot of candy that is from, you know, a ways back where people remember from their childhood.
Yeah, well, you'd mentioned a few of those, and Tony and I went off for about 15 minutes on things we can remember as kids.
One of the really neat things that we have in is about 2 years ago, there was they called themselves the Grannies. They were on a program called Shark Tank.
Okay.
I think it was ABC. And they have a product that they were trying to get a deal with. It was called Ice Chips. And Ice Chips are they're just a flavored candy, but they're flavored with a natural sweetener called xylitol.
Mm-hmm.
And xylitol is found in different botanicals and in birch trees and things like that. And it's doctor-recommended, dentist-recommended. It actually helps the remineralization of your tooth enamel.
So really, good candy.
It's really good candy. It's really good for kids who have diabetes.
Mm.
And they've just been wonderful to work with. They've got a lot of different flavors. We ordered 2 cases, I think, and we're down to, like, they come in these little tins, like Altoid mints come in.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think we're only down to, like, 6 tins left of those, and we have more coming in on Monday, including...
What flavors are they, Dale?
The ones we sold out of immediately were lemon, root beer float, peppermint. We also have cinnamon and licorice. We're getting in strawberry daiquiri, pina colada, and margarita now as well.
That's cool. Okay. And, you know, like I mentioned, with the gifts also as an offset, you said that was really your first love was the gifts themselves,
right,
but rather to come up with the candy. So what type of gift lines do you work with?
Well, in addition to the Heal My Soul products, which my wife makes, we are going to have greeting cards from different area artists as well as some artists that I've known, you know, throughout my career and stuff. We're going to have just a bunch of different things. We're going to have the T-shirts, obviously. We're going to try to – we have a woman that we met during a craft show who does fused glass art, and she's making us candy dishes. We've got another lovely lady who makes like newborn to one-year-old knit caps, and but we're getting them in the shapes of candy corn, you know, with the orange, the white, and the yellow stripes.
So everything with the same hats. Theme, just keeping the
we're
theme
trying to
going
keep it
for the marketing side.
Yeah, with a kind of a candy theme to everything.
Great.
We've got an artist out in the Boston area who does really great paintings of like gummy bear vortexes and things like this that we're going to try to have her original art as well as some prints in as well.
Wow. So anything with candy as far as the bulk stuff.
Exactly.
Right.
Dale, when you opened your store and you gave this a lot of thought as you prepared to open, what did you identify as your niche? Because there are other candy stores around town. What makes your store unique, and what's the niche you're trying to reach?
We looked at all the different competitors, the different candy stores in the Appleton, Green Bay. We went to Bernstein's Candies in Manitowoc, Cerugi's up in Green Bay and De Pere. And a lot of those places are strictly chocolate. They make and manufacture their own chocolates, which are amazingly good. Wilmar's is a wonderful place. But the niche I think that we have is that we have the bulk candy. Those places really do not have a selection of bulk candies at all. So we wanted to do that. We wanted to get the Oaks chocolate in here as well. But it's the bulk candy, I think, more than anything that's
so someone can go in and just scoop it out and put it in a bag as much as they want.
Yeah, we have 48 different bins. Those bins hold, you know, 5 to 10 pounds worth of candy. So you can go in and grab a bag. And, you know, we've had people come in and buy one gummy worm, and we had another person come in and buy 2 pounds worth of chocolate-covered sunflower seeds.
Okay. You also mentioned that you have jelly beans.
Yes, we have a nice display from Jelly Belly. It has 24 different flavors of jelly beans, including buttered popcorn, which for whatever reason is probably the best seller that we have there.
Well, buttered popcorn, buttered jelly popcorn beans.
That sounds pretty good. The other one you mentioned that just threw me back to being a kid was the black licorice, the round ones.
Yeah, we have the black round licorice wheels. We also have the red licorice wheels as well.
Oh, darn.
So how's traffic been, Dale, since you opened up? What's the response been in the marketplace?
Honestly, it's been wonderful. We've exceeded our expectations as far as starting out, which wasn't hard considering we really didn't know what to expect. But we've had a lot of people come in, a lot of really positive comments on how the store looks, and the kids that come in and their eyes just light up and their mouth just drops. We've got pinatas hanging from the ceilings, in the shapes of dinosaurs and birds and stuff. So it's just a really fun, inviting place that that people can come in and just it kind of takes them back to when they were kids too. A lot of the older people who come in are just they tell us about candy stores that they went into when they were growing up and how great it was.
And that's all part of the marketing concept that you came up with.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And out of it, just from the shop in New York that you had looked at,
yeah,
or
exactly.
Other places that you had seen who follow this kind of things.
Yeah, a lot of other places. We did a lot of quote unquote market research. I had to go try other things. So.
Well, yeah. That's when it comes to candy. I mean, there's no limit to the amount of research you can do.
Exactly.
So
a lot of eating candy.
Yeah.
Got to eat a lot of candy.
Got to test that.
Dale, in terms of your business plan and where you're going with your business, do you have any ideas? And they might be pretty early yet, but have you thought about what's it going to be like 5 or 10 years? You're looking at other locations and maybe branding this?
Other locations would be wonderful. Let's see how the first one goes.
Absolutely.
Part of what the SCORE, the Simple Step program, did for us too is it makes you think 3 years out, 5 years out, doing
right.
that business plan and how are you going to grow the business. So we have plans for future growth that are, later this fall, we're going to work with a wonderful company up in Green Bay called Heart at Work, and they make different popcorns and caramel corns and chocolate-covered popcorn stuff. But their workforce is developmentally disabled kids.
Okay.
So it's a really cool thing. It's going to cost us a little more than getting it from somewhere else, but we feel it's a really good way to give back to the community.
Absolutely.
We're looking at bringing in a nut roasting machine to do roasted almonds and things like that in the future. So
again, that's one of the things about
that aroma going out. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, keep open the door. And just wave
open the door and let it go.
No, one of the things I was going to say is that's one of the wonderful things about local small business is you can do things like that where you can take advantage of other small suppliers, people in the area, and so on. It's good to hear that you're working in those areas and how you want to apply that. Sounds like an excellent program.
We we love working with the, you know, trying to keep things local. You know, the right. the bulk displays that we have came from an acrylic designer up in Ladysmith, Wisconsin. Right. We've got some of the wood displays and the barrels and stuff came from Denmark, Wisconsin, a place mm-hmm. called Dufek Manufacturing, which has been phenomenal. We get a lot of our candies from local, you know, from the Oaks Chocolate down in Oshkosh to right. local places up in Green Bay. So doing as much as we can locally is important to us.
Well, that's great. We're going to take our last break right now, Dale. We'll come back on the other side and finish up the program, and we're really anxiously waiting for your biz tip, your pearl of wisdom. Okay. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY. Welcome back. I'd like to give out that phone number again if you want to give us a call and talk to Dale about his candy store and his crazy sweet candy store at 201 West College Avenue, right next to Cleo's. Our number is 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton Market, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. Dale, one of the comments I'd like to make about your business and our discussion this morning is, you made it very clear during your presentation that you've done a lot of research.
Yes.
I mean, you toured a very good candy store in New York. You went and looked here. You went and looked there. You checked things out. How long did you spend doing research, and then how did that impact your decision to start your business?
From the time that we started seriously thinking about this to taking the SCORE classes, it was about a year and a half. And in that year and a half, we did a lot of research. We did you know, we worked with the Appleton Library to get some information on different, you know, different things where we could look up and find, you know, information about the business and you know, the candy and confectionery business itself and what kind of, you know, what it's doing in the marketplace. We, like you said, we had gone to a number of different candy stores to look at how they display their merchandise right. and how they sell things and what, you know, what their pricing is in the marketplace. So, yeah, it was pretty much an everyday thing where we were doing something regarding the business. And then I had, you know, a lot of family, once we told them that we had this idea, they helped push that along too. Mm-hmm. You know, my little brother Brian was constantly asking me, how's the candy store business? What mm-hmm. do you do today? You know, mm-hmm. how are you moving it forward? So so things like that, you know, being, you know, just having those people push you really helped.
Tell us again, where is your store?
It's at 201 West College Avenue. It's on the corner of Appleton Street and College, right across from Houdini Plaza, right next door to Cleo's Bar.
And your hours, and do you have a website?
We do have a website. It's a placeholder right now. We're working on it. It's yep. going to be www.crazy-sweet.com. Again, we have the Facebook page as well. And the hours are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. But we are going to stay open late or open earlier for the different events that go on.
And right now, in terms of staffing in the store, it's you and Mary?
It's just Mary and myself. Mary is running the store full-time. I still have a quote-unquote real job that I go to, but then I'll come back and I'll work in the evenings and all day Saturdays.
So there. Mary's title must be sweetheart.
She is the sweetheart, yes. we joke, and one of the T-shirts that we're getting in say, I'm crazy, she's sweet.
Ah, that works good. Okay. Well, one of the things I've enjoyed listening to you come back with some of the things that I use in my classes and hearing them come back, which means I must be doing something right in the classes, so I got to put a plug in for
Definitely.
That. One of the things we do at this point in time, though, is we do kind of put you on the spot and ask you to come up with a biz tip, some little pearl of wisdom for our people out there who are listening. What do you have to say to them?
Boy, I guess the biggest thing that I would say is to prepare yourself for what's coming. You know, if you're serious about doing it, there's going to be a lot of things that you have to do. So be prepared, do your research. But more importantly, don't be afraid. Take the leap of faith. Keep moving forward. If you've done your research and you know, you've decided to do this, obviously the research led you to the conclusion that you're going to be successful.
Okay.
So as long as you keep moving forward and you're not afraid of what the future is holding, then go for it.
Yeah, because it sounded like you did this in a short period of time from the time you signed the lease till the time you opened.
Yeah, six weeks.
But you said that there, you know, 3 years yeah, prior that you yeah. were working on this, so
exactly,
it's
yeah.
another instant success story over the 3 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we had vendors lined up, you know, where we were getting the candy, the displays, and everything. So when we did finally sign that lease, we found the location, signed the lease, we could move forward quickly.
Mm-hmm. So any specials coming up? You got to see Valentine's Day is behind us now. So what's the next?
Valentine's Day is coming up.
What's coming up?
Yeah. In February.
In February.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we're planning ahead.
Well, there's exactly. We're always looking forward.
Yeah. Is there anything nearer than February?
Well, we've got, you know, the parade today is going to be great. You know, the farmers markets are going to be fun. We are going to get the different candies in here for the different seasons. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of candy corn during Halloween and pumpkins and things like that.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get candy corn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We actually have candy corn right now.
Do you? In bulk?
In bulk, yep.
Really?
So you can buy what you want. We found out just the other day in doing some research they make Christmas corn now, which is essentially the same thing. It's just, you know, the red, white, and green color.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Which is fun.
So,
yeah, just a lot of different.
As you can see, you've touched the nerve again with Tony as far as being a kid at heart. He's ready to go. So.
I've got 32 sweet teeth.
Yeah. Mary and I have a plan that we did together that states anything that we want, we have to pay for at the candy store, so we're not eating away our inventory. And so when I have to pay for it, it makes me think twice about, do I really want it?
Yeah, very good. Okay.
And you're in pretty good shape. You're
so
not
far,
eating a
yeah.
lot of candy.
I'm trying not to.
Yeah. Anything else you want to share with us about the store, in products or where you're headed? Any new products coming out in the next few months, the next year?
Yeah, we know we're always getting different things coming into the store. We're compiling a list as people come in and they say, "Oh, if you only had these," or yeah. you know, "Do you have?" So we're making this list and we're getting things as we go. We've probably added 10 different items now from people who had asked for certain things, whether it's now and later candies or Zots or things like this. You know, things that we didn't think about.
Great, okay.
We're bringing them in now.
So. One real quick question for you, Dale. Yes. You do candy in bulk. If a corporation wanted to have little candy treats or giveaways to customers or employees, do you bag that for them?
We absolutely could, yes.
So you'd provide that service to bag candy into 1-ounce, 2-ounce packages,
yes.
mix and match, whatever they want.
Yep.
What
absolutely.
A great opportunity for business owners, doctor's appointments, dentist's office, and so on.
Okay. Well, it looks like we've reached the end of another show here. Just about.
We've got Simple Steps coming up.
Simple Steps is coming up. Also, next week we have another owner of a small shop here that's going to be here, and that's going to be Amy Lair from the Whimsical Charms Home Decor. So, again, talking to some other people who have opened a small business. So tune in next week for
if
sure.
If you'd like to visit our website at foxcities.score.org and catch up on all the things that are happening at the chapter, that'd be a great thing. And thanks for joining us this morning, Dale.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening this morning. You're listening to BizTalk and the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.